In the end, the old life is crucified, the new life resurrected. The hymn is 390. May we read responsively selection 84. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. This cup is a new testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body.
May we pray together. Our Father in heaven, thy grace beyond measure has brought us to this place, and thy gifts beyond all counting have been our companions throughout our lives to this very day. Even in those times when we have felt most keenly the pains and distresses of life, thou hast not left us in solitary suffering, but hast suffered with us, for us. For thy never-failing goodness and for thy constant companionship, we thank thee. Thou hast given us the greatest gift possible in sharing thyself with us through thy dear Son, in whose name we gather here. For him, for his witness to thee, and for his self-sacrifice, we would voice today our thanksgiving. We confess that we do not know how to be grateful without boasting. When we have intended to cherish thy gifts, we have found ourselves hoarding them in greed. And when we have meant to share them in love, we have made them and each other into instruments of petty pride. Teach us today, O Lord, the humility of true gratitude. Enable us to be responsible stewards without stinginess, and to be generous without being oppressive toward others and haughty toward thee. Let us, as we celebrate here thy manifold gifts, and as we reenact the greatest of these, learn to bless thy name with purity of life, with clear confession and testimony, and with the openness of hand and heart which we have learned from our Savior, thy Son, in whose name we pray to thee. Amen.
Who are God's things that methinks sometimes that symbols talk the strangest talk of all. Rings say things, and so do flags, and banners, and buttons. Symbol talk is the strangest talk of all. A language beyond language, non-saying that says. Methinks sometimes that tables can talk, and that other times bread and the fruit of the vine have things to say. Methinks sometimes I hear at the depths the strange talk that is symbol talk of love and faith and hope and of all those things that you can't weigh or measure or calculate. But you know, in the heart of hearts, they're very real. Have you ever heard a table talk? Have you ever wondered if this table could talk today, what it would have to say? James Baldwin has a play entitled The Amen Corner. It's all about Sister Margaret and her hand clapping, swing singing, amen shouting storefront church in East Harlem. Things go very badly for Sister Margaret. The bottom falls out, the roof caves in, and before she knows it, in a concluding scene, Margaret is facing the fact that she's lost just about everything upon which she had depended. Her husband is dying. Her son is a renegade, left home, turned from the church, and the own membership of her church have asked her to resign the pastorate. So she says to her sister, it's an awful thing to think about. The way love won't die. If this table could talk today, I think that would be the message, precisely the message. It is an awful thing to think about when love won't die. You can bury it, but it won't cooperate. It refuses to die. You can ignore it, turn from it, but the gift of love is a gift beyond the capacity to die. That is when it is the gift of love like the love this table talks about. Because the table speaks to us of the awesome love of God through Jesus Christ the Lord. Now, we've never been able to understand that. We never will be, really. But when this table says what it has to say, it calls us to memory. And when it calls us to remember with eyes wide open, we see God loving us all the way from death and back. He keeps on doing that. We may ignore it, pretend it isn't so, even try to redesign the situation if we choose. But this God in Jesus Christ will let us run him through, even in our time, before he'll break away from loving us. It is an awesome thing to think about when love won't die. But that's exactly what this table is all about. And that cross then, and this cross now, and the empty tomb and the resurrection, it's symbol talk that tables and bread and juice can do. And no others really are equipped to do it precisely the way they can. Nothing, the great apostle said, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God, which comes to us through Christ Jesus. Our Lord. We do not come to this table just to hear the message for ourselves. We dare not think that we do. We come to this table to hear a message together. It is the message to each, for each other. For this table pointedly reminds us, for our reasons, and for God's reasons that we exist in this world in community. That's what we exist for. That's what we exist unto. To love each other and all this world with the love of Jesus Christ. You see, the ever overriding purpose of Jesus our Lord in the upper room that Thursday was not so much to have a supper as it was to cement a relationship. And out of that relationship, this supper flowed naturally. I have a hunch they didn't go there to have this kind of meal. They went there to have another kind of meal based on another kind of memory, Passover. And in the midst of remembering all that, the Lord Christ stood to underscore the fact that in the room were some he yearned to share another memory. I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, he said. He wanted to be there apart with his closest associates to precipitate the crisis of their relationship to him. Because he had the relationship, he then proceeded to precipitate the supper. Judas could not stand the hot grease, so he left the kitchen. He missed more than a meal. He missed the relationship. The others disputing in that very place, that very evening, over which of them should be greatest, they too discovered at long last that the attitude they embraced contradicted the relationship designed for them to enjoy. So the supper, fraught with its symbols, underscored their comradeship. It was the comradeship of suffering and cross dying, and a comradeship of bread shared and beverage drunk together. This table talks to us today of the selfsame things. That as the people of God, the time is now for us to pool our resources and get on with the business of loving and accepting our task in this world to love redemptively, in the awesome awareness that the kind of loving we're given to do refuses to die. For this reason, then, we bow our knees to the Father, or our heads anyway, because we have an idea of the riches of his glory. And we have known, once or twice at least, the breadth and length and height and depth of the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge. And it scares us to find ourselves so mysteriously free to be ourselves. Something the love that surpasses knowledge really does. It underscores the receipt. We each and all together have received from Christ in us the hope of glory. You are the body of Christ, broken for me, and I his body broken for you. Letting me discover and you discover and us that there is life after birth as well as after death. And that it's worth living and giving away. So what you see is not what you get, because things worth having are not always seen. And what you hear is not the mysterious language of men. It is the much more mysterious language of a table, of bread, and a beverage. But they declare that we are loved, that we are known, that we are accepted, and thus the thanksgiving. So let us come to the table and let us listen as it talks.
Almighty God, our Father, thy body broken for us is an awesome reminder that we who are thy body thus often find it necessary to break for each other. We would not escape that comradeship this table demands of us. And so today, we rejoice in the fellowship of brokenness in order to rejoice in the fellowship of togetherness through Jesus Christ, our living Lord. Amen. Of this bread, we beseech thee to partake in spirit of our lives as we are through Jesus Christ our Lord. vulnerable we are, Lord, and how finite and how limited. How utterly dependent upon the life stuff, the juice that flows through our very bodies for life. And yet, we could better lose every ounce of the blood that flows in our veins than we could lose thy spirit, which dwells in our soul. So today we come to the acknowledging that we cannot draw breath nor live apart from thy aliveness in us. And so we come to life through this death. Thou hast died, and that we die. And we rejoice today in the knowledge that in the Lord Christ, thy Son, our Savior, we have decided where we shall die our deaths. In him we pray. Amen. Lord, it is written that thy definition of this cup is the new covenant cup. Today we cut new covenants, plumb new depths, make fresh commitments of our lives to thee. Today we celebrate in thy presence our personal and our corporate thanksgiving for what thou hast wrought. And for what thou art continuing to bring back in all our lives through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thanksgiving happen in your head, in your heart, in your hand, in your home.